Noah was CanaGuard Security, who I'd like to come up and welcome everybody as our host. Noah.
Thank you. How's everybody doing tonight? Okay, we need more alcohol. Definitely more alcohol the next one. Well, at least 30 minutes prior to me saying, how's everybody doing tonight? Because we generally get good woos when we have alcohol. So anyway, we appreciate you guys coming out tonight. There are some really exciting things happening right now in the cannabis industry. I'm going to give a little bit of an update on just some of the legislative things that we're involved with here in Oregon, as the rules and regulations are supposedly coming out late October, I heard today, early November, December, January, whenever they, whatever that means, right? But we want them to be right as they can be for the temporary rules that they're doing. And so we don't mind them taking some time, especially since some of the rules are teetering in ways that would be unfavorable. And so we're working very hard on those. Some of the main topics would be canopy size, license types, things like that. They have not defined that, and somebody somewhere, I get there's kind of two schools of thoughts here that are fighting, and I can see both sides of them. One is we don't want big pharma coming in, and so we want to restrict the size of the canopies, which I get and I understand. And the other side is if you have a blooming business, very bad pun, I didn't mean it, around the industry too much. Budding industry. If you are well positioned and you have done a good job with your business and you are large, should you be penalized for that as an Oregon resident? And you know, I have my own personal views on this. Yes, we want Oregon to be supportive. Yes, we are a big fan of everything local. And so I would argue that even if Big Pharma did come in, I imagine that people wouldn't exactly be lining up at the door. And so really what's happening is, you know, the big Walmarts of the world in the cannabis space is about as terrible and close to the devil as you can possibly be. And I think that they're thinking of this traditionally like a 7-Eleven type grocery store, and that's a little bit different comparison than cannabis in Oregon. And so what they're doing is they're applying that philosophy and that logic to an Oregon resident that may have a great opportunity to produce and, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now be doing really well and continuing to grow, and heaven forbid they get some outside capital because they run a good business, that they can actually grow their brand to establish themselves to be a very good brand, just kind of like Napa Valley is for wine. Oregon will be for cannabis, and so giving people in Oregon that have done a good job, that know how to run their business, the opportunity to set up a brand that will be very well positioned when the feds do deregulate it, as opposed to letting someone else who just happened to have more money in California, because they had more money and they were in California, they have a better opportunity because of that. And so we have seen the effects in Washington, because we've worked with 500 of the licensees in Washington, not 500 installs of security systems, because they don't have a building and they don't have capital, they can't build it out, they can't meet the regulations, they don't have a millionaire in their pocket, and everybody who did is already built out, and if you didn't, you're not in a good space. It didn't help Washington. Oregon, if they can do outside capital correctly and allow parents and in-laws and family members and business partners that live in other parts of the country, this is still America, last time I checked, if they can allow outside capital to come in and help facilitate growth and to apply good business practices to businesses, Oregon will surpass Washington within 12 months of production just because they're allowing that outside capital, and now the people in Washington aren't so happy about their restricted cap. It's just a silly rule that kind of only protects a small group of people that are very wealthy. Restricting outside capital, in my opinion, allows people that do have capital to charge more for it in every single way, because they happen to reside in the state of Oregon. It doesn't make any sense. So that's my opinion. You may differ with me. So we're trying to just apply some logic to say, this is America. We want growth. We want people in Oregon that run good businesses to be supported. And we we don't necessarily need regulations that say you're not a good business owner, you don't have good business practices, maybe you don't have a good business product, but you happen to live in Oregon, so we think that you should be, you know, elevated against above everybody else. So I think Oregon takes care of their own. I think that's something that isn't a big factor. I don't think the out-of-state people will be able to take away a lot of that. So there's canopy size, and that's their thought process in canopy size. We don't want big pharma coming in, driving the price down, and taking the opportunity away from Oregon. We don't want that either. You know, there's kind of two schools of thought. Outside capital, they're talking about 49%. The OLCC is recommending 49%. Outside capital can have ownership. They just have a majority in Oregon. Again, I don't see my opinion. I'm forcing this. This is an MJBA sponsored opinions. If you disagree, yeah, exactly. Asterisk there, but if someone with capital, if someone with a good business model, if you're an Oregon resident, you like to grow the plant, you have the great plant. Maybe you don't like to run the business side of it. You don't have the connections and the resources on the business side of it, but you think that your product and your brand should be elevated. Maybe it makes sense for you to sell 80% of your company for $10 million. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Why should the government be saying you can only sell 49% of it? And now that $10 million is going to go someplace else, maybe not even to Oregon at all, because they want majority control. And maybe that makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. I don't think you either allow out-of-state money or you don't. And the last time I checked, this is America. And Oregon is still part of that. You know, so as you can see where I stand. Anyway. We've just seen the effects of Washington, Colorado. It's just been, it is not good. Not good. And if we want people to not cut corners and we want to get rid of the black market, which is the whole point of regulation, we can't have restrictive policies put into place to allow people to say, hey, I don't have enough capital to pay my taxes. I'm going to pay my taxes or I'm buying more product. Well, maybe if I just sell it to, I don't know, the 10 million people that want to buy my product on the black market, I can make that money and not have to worry about this. And so you're just creating an opportunity for people to be encouraged to divert product as opposed to doing it the right way because they don't have the capital and heaven forbid they have a bank account and get a loan. We're working on that too. So those are the main issues in my mind, and those are being decided. A lot of other things have been decided and are pretty much agreed upon. I've said this at a couple other, but if you guys have opinions one way or the other, my recommendation is that you do something about it right now. There's organizations that help with that. I'm part of the Oregon Cannabis Association, the PAC here, that's very politically involved with that purpose. Because we do have opinions about it, and we do want to say that we were able to put our opinions in have them voiced and hopefully make a difference. We see a lot of people in Washington that are just complaining about what the rules and regulations are, but they never did anything about it. They never spent the time and energy and resources to tell anybody how they felt, and so all they're doing is complaining. And so you guys actually have the opportunity to like change people's minds right now because some of these rules are not formulated. So like either do something about it now or just deal with whatever they they come out with. So if you want any ideas of how you can contribute and help time-wise, resources, whatever, let us know, Morgan. You know, there's lots of great ways to get involved, and so I would encourage that. But off that topic, we're just excited. This is we law passed in November. We were our heads deep in Washington, and this is our backyard. We're based in Lake Oswego here, and so we're just really excited to see the business people in Oregon be able to have some pretty amazing life-changing opportunities coming up here, and we want to help them, and we just want to see that grow and turn Oregon into the market and the industry that it, you know, will be known for a long time. And so it's very tiring and stressful and a lot of fun. So don't have too much fun tonight, but we are going to hear from some great people, and give it up for Morgan again, and I'm done. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Noah. Thanks, Noah. Thank you, Noah.